Hello, Mixed Nutcases. This is Nuke Chess, and I've got another Nutty Bites Dinner and a Movie for the Dog Days of Podcasting for you. And we are coming into the home stretch. You know, this will be the 25th episode of 30, and it's 30 days, so we're coming very close to the end. It's been a fun experience. This year's been different from other years, and I think it's my favorite year because there's been a lot more interaction between the different podcasters on the Dog Days group and in the podcasts. You know, we've really been responding to each other. And this is the first year that I don't have anyone that I just automatically skip. The first couple of years, there were a couple that they were like all the ones on the Blog Talk Radio format that I just skipped right away. But this one is, I don't have anyone like that. I mean, they're all really great shows, which is a lot of fun. And this year, especially, there's probably, I don't have the statistics for all the years because I wasn't involved in all the years, but it is definitely the year that I've been involved that has had the most women involved, which is pretty neat, you know. Not that Dog Days ever felt like a boys' club, but there was last year, I was like, oh gosh, I'm going to be the only woman. And then Melissa, the bathtub mermaid, she was like, I can't let you be the only one. But you notice that sometimes. It's been a blast. I've been having a lot of fun. I may record a couple of these later in the year. I don't know. I haven't really heard feedback from my regular listeners if they like this or not. So if you're a regular listener and you've been enjoying these and you'd like to hear one of these, like, just throw it in like as a bonus throughout the year, let me know, you know, and maybe I'll do that. I know that I have a lot more things I want to cover than 30 days will allow. So maybe that'll give me the opportunity next year or something. So tonight's spoiler-free review is going to be for the series Orphan Black. Now, unlike many of the other things that I've done, this I can't get on Netflix. I know for a while, I think you can get it in US Netflix, at least the old seasons. And I know that you can get it on Amazon Prime, I think, the old seasons, and maybe Hulu, I don't know. In Canada, you can watch it on Space. And Space, like all of their shows, you can get it right away online for free streaming, which is neat. So I've always been very happy with that. I have purchased from iTunes when the streaming, the year that the streaming wasn't working as quickly as it should have, because I'll just do that. I'll just buy from iTunes. And it's such a good show. I love it. I'm willing to do that. But Orphan Black, the premise is basically this woman, she's in a train station, and she sees someone who has the same exact face, looks exactly like her, jumps in front of a train and kills herself. So she steals her bag and assumes her identity. I mean, why not? Who wouldn't? And then she discovers there's more and more and more people that look like her. And I don't think that it'll be too spoilery for me to say that she figures out it's clones. Yeah, and so you've got Tatiana Maslany playing multiple characters. They're all genetically the same, but all the characters are very, very different. And to certain extremes, you know, like some things you have to suspend your disbelief, and some things you're like, oh, okay. Like, I remember I was thinking, oh, why is it that one of them has glasses, but no one else has glasses? Why does she have glasses and others don't? And then I realized, oh, wait, she's the only one who's from a country without socialized health care. So if she had an astigmatism, that wouldn't have been corrected when she was young enough to correct it. So that explains that, you know, like things like that. And, you know, you've got various gender presentations and sexuality presentations from the different clones, and that's kind of neat. and the cast is pretty diverse, but the story is awesome, and you're constantly guessing. But more importantly, Tatiana Maslahi is a fantastic actress, and I keep forgetting that they're different people. I keep forgetting that it's not a different actor. And so I get completely immersed in it. This past year, a friend of mine who is very big into Orphan Black, he came to visit. And so we went to Toronto and we checked out some of the filming locations. We got to see the alley where Felix's apartment is, which is a very famous alley because it's all this amazing graffiti. And so we just walked around in the graffiti and stuff. And we visited the police station, and we saw this bubblegum pink car outside. And we're like, oh, it's Crystal's car, which is one of the characters. She's very into pink. And then later, I went to see a band that I love. Bloody Diamonds, by the way. You should totally check them out. Gloom rock, I think, is how they describe themselves. And I was listening to one of their songs, actually, right before recording this, Rose Tattoo. It's one of their new ones. Oh, it's so good, so good. But really, check them out, Bloody Diamonds. And I went to this bar and to see them play. It's called the Bovine Sex Club, and it was a really great bar, and I enjoyed it. And it reminded me of, like, bars from New York, you know, like the Continental or CBGBs or so, you know, something like that. One of the bars that I used to go to in New York to see live music, and I had a really good time. Only difference was the bathrooms were clean, which that doesn't happen in New York. Bathrooms in bars are scary. For some reason, Toronto, like even in comedy clubs, the bathrooms are really well kept. It's very confusing for me. But so I was at this club. It's very distinct looking, and then, like, the next day, I'm watching Orphan Black, and I'm like, oh, that's a really cool club that they're in. That is very fitting. And then she gets thrown out, and I see the front, and it looks like there's just, like, junk everywhere. It looks like an antique shop. I was like, that's where I was last night. That's the club I was at last night. They're playing at that actual club. So I've now gone to recording locations on purpose to show somebody around, and just accidentally went to recording or filming locations, which I just thought was a lot of fun. And so you may have guessed, by the way, I'm rambling and talking about filming locations. It is filmed in Toronto. I think in the beginning, like, they try really hard not to mention where they're filming, and then very quickly they kind of give that up. But it's a BBC America show, and all the filming is done in Canada, but it's not really, like, it's meant for BBC America. It's not meant for Space. We just get it on Space because that's who got the rights. And it's a pretty breakout hit, which is pretty great. I like it. Every now and then there's a Canadian show that really knocks it out of the park, and this is one of them. And I think they're going to finish with 5 seasons, I think they said. They definitely have an end in mind, and that makes me happy. I don't like it when shows just go on and on and on without an idea of what they're going to do, especially in science fiction. You know, you need to know what you're doing. So I highly recommend checking this out. And if you're interested in looking for a podcast that covers this, you can check out Clone Dance Party, which is started as an intro cast and now as a regular fan cast. They started with some newbies going through, seeing it for the first time right before, I think, season 3 was about to air. So that was, and then when season 3 aired, they became a regular fan cast. That's been going on for a while. I've been a guest on their show a couple of times, done some behind the scenes stuff, helping them out. They're a pretty fun group. You should check it out. ClonedanceParty.wordpress.com, I think, is their website. You can also find them on Facebook. But yeah, so what meal am I going to pair with this? Well, I've got an in-character meal that I have come up with. We are going to have a nice feast of game meat, because my favorite clone, Helena, this season, has showed off her her hunting skills. And so I'm thinking some nice game, maybe some like venison ribs, and a nice honey roasted lamb, not lamb, sorry, honey roasted rabbit. I don't know why I said lamb. Honey roasted rabbit, with a little couscous. Very nice. I don't hunt, but I love game meat. It's very high in protein, and it just has, like, so much flavor. I know people complain about game meat. They're like, it's too gamey. It's like when people say, oh, this fish is too fishy. It's a fish. It's supposed to taste like fish. It's a wild animal. It's supposed to taste like a wild animal. To me, they just have so much more flavor. Like, if you've ever had wild boar, it is not even close to the same thing as regular pork. So, game to me is just very tasty. And, you know, other than the wild boar, it doesn't taste like chicken. You can't compare it to the animals that we normally eat and are generally supplied at the grocery store. But Orphan Black, honey roasted rabbit, and some venison ribs. Perfect. And you can finish that off with a bunch of pixie sticks. Talk to you guys tomorrow.
Nutty Bites is produced by Nimlas Studios under a Creative Commons Attribution No Commercial Non-Derivatives 3.0 International License. That means you can't change it without my permission. You can share it and send it to your friends. Just link back to me, my site, and everything. We live at nimlas.org, which has links to everything social media, including facebook.com/group/nuttybites and patreon.com/nukejoss, or call 347-NUTTY42.